Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, Mother's Day.
Ooh, is that a Kohl's bag?
Yep, my mom's the workout queen. So I got her Champion and Adidas gear for 25% off, and I got Kohl's cash.
Okay, that's impressive.
What, the deals are her workouts?
Oh, girl, sometimes shopping is my workout.
Yes, you sound like my mother-in-law. I got her cute patio pillows also on sale, and with free store pickup, I got it all in less than an hour.
You win, Mother's Day.
Offers valid April 16th through 25th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hello, it's Thursday the 11th of June 2020 and this is Stuck at Home. My name is Bex and I am joined by my Fun Kids friend Dan. Hello Dan, welcome back.
Hey Bex, thanks for having me back again. Once more, you started that a little bit like a rap. My name is Bex. I'm very happy to be here for another instalment of Stuck at Home.
One day, Dan, I will do a full rap just for you, I promise. Today, Kieran from The Week Junior is going to be telling me all about some special Roman coins. Dan is blasting us off into space to find out what is happening in the next episode of the space programme, and we'll be both giving you some things to do if you are stuck at home. So we're stuck at home at the moment, just like you probably, recording this podcast from our home bases, so bear with us if it's a bit glitchy every now and again. Now Dan, tell me, what have you been up to while you've been stuck at home?
For the last few weeks of being stuck at home, I've been a little bit down because we can't travel as much as I'd like to. I like to go abroad a few times a year. It's always very exciting, isn't it, to explore different places around the world, see what's out there for you. We can't really do that right now, but we can explore using our minds, using some paper, using some pens, right where we are, and we can explore places that don't even exist. I love drawing map specs, maps of fictional places. You can almost make the perfect land. Have you ever tried this out?
I haven't, but I'm already loving the sound of it, Dan.
The best thing about it is it's so easy to do. You don't need any highfalutin, high-tech computer programs. You just need a bit of paper, a pen, some colouring pencils or something, and draw your ideal country. Draw how it would look. You can note down all the rivers, all the mountains. You can make all the towns there. If you want to go even further with this, maybe once you've drawn the map, build your towns, build your land that you've created using your toys, using Lego, stuff like that. If you want to get really smart about it as well, make it proper mappy. You could make like one of those grid cross-reference systems that you get. You've seen these, Bex. So every place has a specific part of the map. Maybe you want to find the biggest city. You would go along to G7. You could make it quite smart like this and colour it in. And then if you build up all these different lands, maybe put them together, in a few weeks' time, perhaps, you could have this huge, sprawling map of your own world on your living room floor that you've kind of put together.
I love this idea. Dan, would your ideal country be an island or would it be a landlocked country?
It would be an island. I don't think I've ever made a landlocked country. It would be an island. I would obviously be the king. I would call it Danmark. It would be sprawling rivers, I want to think. If you imagine a clock face, because I'm obsessed with water, Bex. I love my water. I love boats. I love kayaking, canoeing. I love sailing. I love swimming. So if you imagine a clock face, how all the lines from the hours kind of move towards the center, don't they? I would design a very similar, well, I have designed a very similar thing like that, sorry, with rivers that run all the way from the edge smack bang into the centre, and in the middle would be my own massive palace.
And would you invite anybody round to the palace, or would it just be for you?
People can come round to the palace. They can also live in my country, but they have to pay a lot of money to be there. I'm charging high taxes, Bex, because I like a lot of gold in my palace.
I love the idea of doing your own country, though, because you can pick and choose what are the best bits of a country and pop them in there. You can maybe put a few hospitals in, then like a theme park, and then perhaps, you know, big shopping centres if you fancy it, maybe a roller coaster that goes all through the country.
You did very well to be nice for the first one there. You kept up the pretense that you're a lovely person, that you think about everyone else. Maybe you could have a hospital, and then you'd have theme parks and a cinema and places we could go shopping like that. Yeah, and you could design amazing roads that higgledy and piggledy and squiggle all around. You can make massive farmland, huge dense forests where maybe mythical, magical creatures live there. Gigantic mountain ranges that line straight over a beach. Because you're not bound by the laws of our nature, this is your own world, it's your own map. You can kind of do what you'd like.
I really love this idea, Dan. And of course, that, I guess, extends to the ocean around it as well. You could maybe pop in a few sharks or a few dolphins if you fancy it.
Loads of dolphins where I am, yeah. What would your country name be called, Bex?
I was thinking about this. Maybe either the United States of Bex, or perhaps Azerbaijan or Bextonia. It really depends.
Yeah. Capital would be Bexeter.
Yeah, exactly. Or Bexhill. It just depends. So there's lots of scope there for my name, I think. Bex, but I love this idea, Dan. Yeah.
Okay. I've been designing my own maps, making my own countries and worlds. Bex, what have you been up to?
So I've been thinking, Dan, about random acts of kindness. Now, I think we all could do some kindness every now and again, but sometimes we maybe forget we have to give it out as well as receive it, would you say?
I think that's really key. I like, especially at the moment, doing nice small surprises every now and then, just to remind people I'm thinking of them, and maybe if they're a little bit bummed out by being stuck at home for quite a few weeks now, just kind of lifting the mood.
Well, this is the thing. So I was inspired by my friends who wrote a little letter to their next door neighbour and said, "Hello, we're doing some baking soon," and gave a list of possible things they could bake and said, "Please tick which one you would like us to bake for you and we will make it," which I thought was such a lovely idea. And they put the letter back in their postbox, and it was just a nice way of keeping in touch with people. But I've been looking up some other random acts of kindness ideas. You could post some positive notes around the area. You could give a compliment to as many people as you can. Perhaps just make sure you smile every day. You could write out some positive messages in chalk. I know lots of people have got chalk right now and they're writing on the pavements. Perhaps just make sure that you collect litter wherever you go. Do make sure you wash your hands though, and you are very careful about that. You can also send lots of letters to your friends. You might not be able to see them right now, but send letters with stickers and colours in. You can see if any local charities need a bit of help, maybe in raising some money or awareness. Or perhaps you could just do something like celebrating a friend. So just pick a friend at random and say, "Hey, I'm going to celebrate you today," and maybe send them a card. Maybe just remind them they're awesome. It doesn't have to be their birthday. You could do loads of different things. Perhaps just, you know, just send people a message and let them know you're thinking of them. Maybe get in touch with your grandparents, give them a call and say hello and ask them a few questions about them and how they're doing. It's just about really just keeping in touch with people, I would say.
We could do with more people like you in the international independent kingdom of Denmark, I've got to say. We lovely people doing lovely random acts of kindness. You've covered quite a lot there, Bex. I feel we could have got a few more episodes out of that, but there's some amazing ideas. just to cheer everyone up, isn't it? Everyone's a little bit unsure about what's going on at the moment, so I think something that is consistent, something that everyone knows is a good thing to do, is just pop a smile on the face of someone that you love. And some brilliant ways to do that.
Yeah, I think lots of people think of random acts of kindness of being about money, but actually it's not. It's just about spreading positivity. You know, reading a book to somebody, calling your friend, you know, doing some gardening for your next door neighbour if they can't get outside.
I don't know. I do prefer the money, though.
All right, well, next time I see you, Dan, I know to cheer you up is just to give you some cash. I'll pay for your friendship.
Slip a fiver in the card, that'll be fine, thank you.
So if you're doing something like that, do let us know. I want to know about your countries. If you create your very own country, do tell us. Or if you've got some random acts of kindness up your sleeve you think might be perfect for us, let us know. Go to funkidslive.com/stuck and you could appear in a future episode a little bit like Matilda did. Matilda Cutting is 11 years old and she said, "Hey guys, today me and my family are doing a movie premiere like you suggested in your Stuck at Home podcast. We even have four different types of popcorn." Dan, four different types of popcorn. Can you imagine?
I think I brought up this idea, didn't I? I think a few weeks ago. Tilly, amazing. I can't even list four different recipes of popcorn for you.
I'm thinking like sweet, salted, sweet and salted, and cheese. Sweet, that's salted. What I'm going for. That's what I've suggested. Matilda, jeez, do tell us. I'm intrigued.
Loads of other ways you can get in touch with as well. If you get onto your Apple Podcasts and you find Stuck at Home on there, you can leave us a review. There's a little comment box at the bottom. You can say hello that way. Just like, we've got a few actually, just like Toby, who is 9 years old. He and his brother Zach listen every single day. They've given us 5 stars and they've said that we are amazing. Thank you very much, Zach and Toby.
We also had, okay, so Rainbow Unicorn 12 made a beach in their garden by mixing Viennese swirl biscuits with a drop of water, leaving for a bit. And then that was the beach, I guess. And then for the sea, there's a paddling pool or little water pistols and shells and even making vanilla ice cream to go with it. So making your own indoor beach might be quite a fun idea.
Last time I was on Stuck at Home as well, I emphasised how much I love random emojis filling up our reviews on Apple Podcasts. And you have absolutely delivered. Sunem S is listening with her mum. Loads of emojis there. What else have you got for us, Bex?
I would like somebody... Okay, this is a code. If somebody does this, I know they've been listening to this particular episode. I want 6 octopus emojis in a row, please. Then I'll know that you were listening to this episode. 6 octopus emojis in a row.
We're listening to the Fun Kids drama series, The Space Programme, in Stuck at Home right now. Now, in this episode, they are safely back on dry land, and the remaining Space Programme candidates are suiting up for basic astronaut training. You remember, this is the mission to send the first kid ever into space. We're so close to figuring out who it is. Thing is, things aren't quite going to plan. Let's find out what happens in episode 13 of The Space Programme.
Morning, Dad.
Morning.
You're not at work then?
Not until further notice.
But I thought a ferry was going to be back in action today.
Well, that's what they were hoping, but it failed a safety inspection yesterday evening. They're towing it to the mainland for more work.
But what will you do till then?
Nothing.
Can't they bring in a new ferry?
The ferry operators don't have the money to do that. Maybe you could ask the Wheelers if they've got the money when you see them today, so I don't lose my job.
Wait. Don't actually see much of the Wheelers.
No, because this whole contest is just a publicity stunt. They're not interested in you.
Well, maybe so, but I've worked hard to get this far, and we're nearly at the final round. I can't stop now.
Kyle, wait.
Oh, hi, Maddie. Did those investigators talk to you yesterday about the ferry disaster?
Yeah, what did you say?
Just what happened. That we heard it hit the rocks.
And then it started to sink, yeah. They kept asking if anyone messed around with anything on the ferry before that, though.
They meant me, didn't they?
Well, they did ask me what you were doing and if there was any time you might have done something without anyone seeing.
What did you say?
Well, I said I was with you the whole time and you didn't do anything.
Thanks.
Well, it's true.
I suppose it is. I've had so many people being suspicious, I forget I didn't actually do anything.
Exactly. The people investigating this are looking for evidence, and you didn't do it, so there won't be any. So don't worry.
People make mistakes, though, don't they? Maybe someone did sabotage the ferry, and I'll get the blame.
They'll find it was an accident because the ferry was overloaded. I wish I hadn't lost my phone. I did ask them if it turned off.
Stop going on about your lost phone, Maddie. Is that all you care about?
It's not about the phone. I had pictures of the hold on that. They might have proved you couldn't have done it.
Oh. Sorry.
You just think I'm selfish and shallow, don't you? I made a big mistake not going back to London when I had the chance.
Maddie. Wait. I'm sorry.
Okay, so we have a very special guest to talk to you today. This is Eve Mason, who spent 10 months last year aboard the International Space Station.
Hello!
And she's going to be lead astronaut on the test flight.
Now, first off, just to be clear, I don't wear a spacesuit all the time. Mostly I just wear it on missions and sometimes to go to Tesco if it's cold. And I've brought 3 more spacesuits. I hope we've got your measurements right. This is for you, Lily. This is for you, Jasmine. And this is for Vaughn.
This is actually pretty cool.
Now, today you're going to get used to moving around a confined space in these suits. We had hoped to use the real shuttle, but...
It's at the bottom of the sea.
Quite. So we're going to make do with this.
But this is a minibus.
Well spotted. Put your suits and helmets on and climb aboard. Right, everyone comfortable?
Not really.
Of course not, because these suits aren't comfortable. They're designed for safety, not comfort.
So will the real shuttle be this size?
The shuttle is bigger, but in terms of space you'll have to sit in, yes, it's about the same size.
Oh, man.
Now, what I want you to do is pretend I'm steering the shuttle and I've suddenly fallen ill.
What sort of ill?
Oh, good question. Vomiting. I'm throwing up all over the place. And you need to come over here and sort me out.
Does that sort of thing happen a lot in space?
It can do. The human body wasn't meant to go into space and it can have all sorts of nasty effects. Okay, what do you do?
Get our helmet off.
Have you checked the pressure inside the cabin?
No. So let's do that?
Okay, let's say you've checked the pressure and it's fine. Now what?
Is it a good idea to take our helmet off? Anyone?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. It seemed like that's the answer you were looking for.
Hadn't someone better take over the controls?
Good thinking, Jasmine. Nobody's flying this thing at the moment.
We need to move her out the way first.
You do indeed. Who's going to move me?
I'll do it.
Can you manage?
Yes, I can manage.
I'll help.
I said I can manage.
Okay, so you're moving me. Where to?
To my seat.
Wait, I haven't got her helmet off yet.
She said not to take her helmet off.
No, she didn't. You're getting in each other's way.
So now we're all on the floor except Jasmine. If this was happening in zero gravity, we'd be floating across the cabin.
Don't panic. I'm at the controls.
Well done, Jasmine. You've just saved us all. As for you two, that was pretty terrible.
But Lily was...
I don't want to hear it. You have to take this seriously. You can't be bickering in the middle of a mission.
Sorry.
This is why I prefer going into space with boring people. No drama. You've both got a lot of work to do if you think you're going to win this ahead of Jasmine.
You're saying I'm boring?
No, I didn't mean that.
What then?
You're acting like you don't think you can win this. Well, I've got news for you. You can.
Maddie!
I don't want to talk to you, Kyle. Go away.
Look, I am sorry.
I know you are.
Please, I need your help.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Maddie, please. What you said about your phone reminded me. I took pictures too when we were on the ferry.
Okay.
I took them with my camera. It's got higher resolution than a phone camera. You can see more detail. Look.
Okay, so your pictures are better than mine. Well done.
I just thought if we look at them closely, we might be able to work out why it sank. Look, I am sorry about what I said.
Okay, I'll help.
Thanks.
I'm sorry, Lily. I didn't mean to make you look bad.
It's not your fault. I just turned up in a horrible mood today, and I want it so much. I'm letting Vaughn wind me up.
I've let this go on too far. I thought I'd just flunked the last round on purpose, but what if something goes wrong for you and Vaughn, and I'm the last one in, and I just win by default?
You could just pull out now.
No. Mum's built it up and up. I've got to go through with it. Oh, God. What am I going to do?
It's okay. Vaughn's probably going to win anyway.
You think?
Yeah. His parents probably rigged it for him. We've got no chance.
Hiya, Mum. What are you doing home? I thought you'd be down at Mission Control.
Vaughn, come over here and sit down.
Well, you look very serious. What is this?
Look, we didn't want to embarrass you, but we know you cheated on the first round.
I don't know what you mean.
You handed in someone else's answer paper.
It was your sister's, wasn't it?
How did you know?
Your new teachers may not be able to recognise your handwriting yet, but we do. We check through the papers.
So what? I'm out.
Like your dad said, we don't want to embarrass you. You can complete the contest.
But you're not going to win.
That was episode 13 of The Space Programme. You can find wherever you're listening to this podcast, just search The Space Programme, who'd have thunk it. And as if that wasn't enough space-themed content for you, we've got a space-themed quiz at the end of Stuck at Home as well. So keep on listening.
Come on then, let's go over to the Week Junior magazine. That is the magazine making sense of the world right now. And today we are joined by writer Kieran. Hey, Kieran.
Hi, Bex. I wonder whether you've ever gone out looking for ancient treasure. Is that something you've ever done?
You know what? I think when I was younger, I have. I was desperate to find some kind of buried treasure, but never got round to it, never found anything.
You're not as lucky then as Kevin Sillitoe, who, as a 10-year-old, found a rare Roman coin.
What?
Yes, I know. And I'm quite jealous of Kevin, I have to say, because he found the coin in 1973 when he was 10 years old. And he discovered that it was not just a Roman coin, but a very, very unusual one. It shows the god Jupiter, who's a Roman god, and he's holding a trident and a thunderbolt. And only one other coin of this kind has ever been found before. So a super rare coin. And now, 47 years after he found it, Kevin's decided that he wants to sell it at auction. And it is thought that it will go for at least £1,000 at the sale. So Kevin's done a very good job for himself there. He found it in Colchester, which was a Roman town. And he has become a lifelong metal detectorist because of that early discovery that he made. So it pays off to look for buried treasure sometimes.
I mean, you definitely would become a metal detectorist. If that was your first experience of looking for treasure and you found something, I mean, how could you not? That's amazing.
I am worried that for Kevin, it might have gone downhill ever since, though. I don't know if he's ever found quite a unique coin ever since. But I don't want to cast aspersions. Maybe he has. And he's still done much better job than I have. So.
It's pretty awesome, though. I'm surprised he's selling it. I think if it was me, I'd probably keep it. But why not, eh? If you've got it and you can get rid of it, make £1,000 for free, essentially. That's pretty much it, really.
Exactly. I don't blame him.
Well, Kieran, hopefully we'll speak to you soon, maybe about more money finds, and we'll see you on the podcast again.
See you soon. Bye.
We're almost at the end of Stuck at Home for today. Before we go, as always, it's time for a little quiz. See how much you've been paying attention. It's a space-themed quiz for you. Are you ready? Question one. A nice, easy, true or false one to get us started. A star can turn into a planet. Is that A, true or B, false?
Question two. Which of the following planets has the most visible rings? Is it A, Jupiter, B, Neptune or C, Saturn?
And your final one today. What used to be known as the ninth planet from the sun? A, Neptune, B, Pluto or C, Mars?
So those are your questions. You'll get your answers in a minute. But first, here's a fact about the sand tiger shark. So you can find out this fact and loads more facts about sharks in the brand new book, Shark Superpowers, that's out right now. Sand tigers are the scuba divers of the shark world. They are able to achieve natural buoyancy by gulping air and holding it in their stomach. So this prevents them from sinking when they stop swimming. Instead, they hover mid-water. When they're ready to move, they just fart to release the air. There you go, pretty good fact for you. I think it's time to get those answers, right, Dan?
It is, Bex. Yeah, you come to me just in time, ready after the farts. Here we go. The first question was all about if a star can turn into a planet. Well done if you said the answer was A, true. This transformation only happens for a very particular type of star known as a brown dwarf.
Question two, which of the following planets has the most visible rings? The answer was C, Saturn. Saturn's rings are large and are the most obvious, but other planets do have rings as well.
And your third and final one today, I asked you which of these used to be known as the ninth planet from the sun? Well done if you said it was B, Pluto. It was a planet until, what, about 12 years ago now, back in 2008. They stripped it of its planetary title. Well done if you got some right answers there. Brilliant work.
Yeah, and do let us know how you did. Go to funkidslive.com/stuck. While you're there, tell us if you do those things we've recommended earlier. Make your own country. Make your own version of Denmark. Or perhaps, like me, you fancy spreading the joy and doing some random acts of kindness. So that's it from Dan.
Bye, Bex. Bye.
And from me, remember to rate, review and subscribe wherever it is you get your podcast from. And you can hear more tomorrow. Bye. So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Class-leading rear legroom. Available Mark Levinson Pure Play sound system. And now, for the first time, all-wheel drive. If there's anything missing from the Lexus ES, it's you. The Lexus ES, now available with all-wheel drive. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Click the banner to discover more.
2021 ES versus 2020-2021 competitors. Information from manufacturer's website as of 7/16/2020. Mark Levinson is a registered trademark of Hardman International Industries, Inc.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.